Welcome to the Healthy Mindset App Podcast, where host Mike Hartman, a performance coach and former professional athlete, brings his passion to help athletes and workplace athletes achieve their dreams and goals while being mindful of everything else in life. Mike also uses this platform to share his targeted assessment application, Healthy Mindset course, meditation, and goal setting technique for the athlete and workplace athlete. We're glad you're here. Now, let's dive headfirst into this episode of the Healthy Mindset App Podcast. Here's your host, Mike Hartman.
Today, through your self-coaching journey, I'm going to talk more about your total wellness assessment. And this should have been taken either independently or with the change readiness assessment or the advanced ready to play assessment. And today, through your self-coaching journey, within your assessment, we're going to talk about being present. Are you mentally present and able to focus? And we've talked about this a lot, and we do repeat a lot of the same thing because we try to keep it as simple as possible. I don't think people could retain everything that we give them, and that's why we do these audios, so you could always go back and listen. Use us throughout the community. We can even give you more steps, but I'm going to give you three tips today. It's going to help you be fully present. Being fully present in the moment can greatly enhance your well-being and the quality of your experiences. Here are three ways that we're going to help you cultivate and be fully present. Number one, mindfulness meditation. I've said this about every episode. We believe in meditation. As you could tell, we have the meditation for you in the community. It's there for you. And it's there to help you. It really will help you. Even it's something to practice. Because like the word I said is practice mindful meditation. Practice it. This is not something that may come easy. Some people don't have the attention span to listen to it. But work at it for 5 minutes. It will help you. Some of the top athletes and professionals in the world use meditation regularly in their everyday life to train their mind and focus on the present moment. Just start with short sessions and gradually extend the duration. So again, mindfulness will help you become more aware of your thoughts and sensations, enabling you to stay present throughout the day. The second one I want to talk to you about is deep breathing. And we do have breathing exercises, and we're going to add more to the community. So take slow, deep breaths to anchor yourself to be fully present. It helps. Pay attention to the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. Deep breathing helps you calm your mind and brings you back to the here and now. It does help. Good example is I was watching a baseball game. I've used this analogy, and I look at the pitchers, and they take these deep breaths before an athlete's taking a free throw shot. You watch an NBA athlete. They're going to take some deep breaths. I've been around athletes where they're doing deep breathing before a major event. I've seen Olympic athletes do it. Weekend warriors, before you're running a big triathlon, maybe work on some deep breathing. Or if you're going into a meeting at the office or you're giving a presentation and you're nervous, deep breathing could really help you. It could help you become more being fully present. Now, the other thing we want to talk about, we haven't said this a lot, is engaging your senses. Using your senses to immerse yourself in the present, whether it's savoring the taste of food, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, or appreciating the beauty. That will help you become fully present. It just brings you more into the moment with yourself, just being fully engaged. So a lot of this has a lot to do with you as a person, doing your best to be in that moment. I know I've taken yoga, and I remember the instructor would say, okay, I don't want you to think about anything except being in the moment, which is great. And then all of a sudden the yoga teacher mentions, and don't think about the problems you have. Don't think about any situations that may come up. All of a sudden what happens, your mind starts wandering. And I'm not blaming the yoga teacher, but that yoga teacher for somehow threw me off track. So what did I have to do? I had to reset and go back to being fully present in that moment. The point is, people are going to throw you off. No matter what could happen, something could throw you off. You could be so ready for a game or a practice or a big meeting, and it could be the littlest thing that could set you back, but you still have to give that presentation. You still have to be fully present within that practice or game or when the coach is speaking, whatever it may be. And if something happens, like you should never have your phone on in a dressing room, my opinion, but let's say you left your phone on by mistake, whether it's a meeting or it's in the dressing room and the phone rings, just shut it off and go back to the moment. Yes, people are going to look at you. It's going to distract them for a second, but they have to go back into the moment. Whatever it may be, pull yourself back into being fully present, and this will help you in your everyday life. I hope this self-coaching journey serves you well. You're not alone. We're here to help you be accountable, but we can't be with you all the time. So I want you to really utilize the community, ask us questions, utilize this community for Q&A, for support of others, somebody that may be like-minded like yourself. Looking forward to helping and leading you. Any questions, please reach out even through the Q&A or even private messages.
We're so glad you joined us for this episode of the Healthy Mindset App podcast with your host, Mike Hartman. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. To dive deeper and learn more about the Healthy Mindset program, or to get in touch with Mike, please visit our website, healthymindsetapp.com. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you'll join us again in the next episode of the Healthy Mindset App podcast. Until then, be well.